through this.
We'll have a separate class on Shechion. Okay, it's not stopping to record, so we'll talk about Shechionu a little bit now. What is Shechionu? What does Shechionu mean? What are we saying? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokim, our God, Melech Olam, King over the world, Shechionu, that you have let us, notice the us, live. God has sustained us, we have lived, V'kiimanu, and He has kept us in existence, V'higiyanu, and He has brought us, Lazman hazeh, to this time. So you're thanking God for having lived till now. What's special about now? So we say what's special about now is I just got a new car. That's special. I did something that I'm very happy about. I spent a lot of money and I got something. So you make Shechionu if you bought a new car. Yeah, you bought a new house. So that's a bit of a problem because it has to be something exceptional. It's something that you think about a lot before you spend the money.
New shoes,
we'll discuss when we have a whole class on Shechionu about new shoes. The custom, yes to say, not to say.
So
we'll discuss that.
We spent a lot of energy on requires a lot of thought. It's very special, something that you won't do for a very long time. Something that's,
I don't know what you're referring to. Are you referring to something specific?
It
has to be something that you spend money, right? If you don't buy a computer every day. Computer is like on the border, but yeah, on a computer I would make Shechionu. You find one, you buy one in 4 or 5 years, yeah. If you're very happy, then you make a Shechionu. Yes, when you acquire something new that's of great value to you. Why do we make Shechionu on a fruit? So Shechionu on a fruit is because fruits are seasonal and they're not around all year long. So when you see a fruit that hasn't been here for the last few months, and now it's a new season, that signifies you've made it. You've lived till this season again. The halacha says you make Shechionu when you see it in the market, not necessarily when you're going to eat it. Our custom today is that we wait till we eat it, we enjoy it more, and then we make the blessing of Shechionu, then the blessing on the fruit, then we eat it. Or we make the blessing on the fruit, take a bite, and then make the Shechionu, depending on which way you want to go.
I've seen several people, if they haven't eaten a fruit in 30 days, they say Shechionu.
So I think they probably don't know the halacha. I think that what I'm telling you is the halacha. Ask them where they're getting it from.
You mean we need to stand in the market and the blessing?
If you come to the market and you see a new fruit and you're not going to buy it, you don't like kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
Kiwi hasn't been in the market for a few months, now it's a new season. Watermelon. Coming to the shuk, you see watermelon, it's the summer again. So you look at it, if you could, you hold it. If not, then you just look
you
at it and say Shechionu.
Like, oh,
right, even if you hate watermelons, you don't like
watermelons.
Fine, but you're making the Shechionu in recognition of the fact that God has let you live to see another season. Now, milk has been around. The fact that you decided you're lactose intolerant or whatever, you haven't drank milk.
You've never seen milk. You've never had the
so what?
Drink
doesn't
it
matter, but it's been around. That's the problem today with making Shechionu on fruits. Because today they import almost every fruit. You could get oranges in the middle of the summer. They are half rotten, but you can get oranges. So you can't make Shechionu probably on oranges. But Shechionu is even on a difference of taste. If you've been eating red grapefruit and now white grapefruits came on the market, you can make Shechionu on white grapefruits. Even a small difference in taste. You've been eating red grapes and now green grapes came to the market, to make Shechionu on the green grapes. A small difference is enough. But it has to be something that hasn't been around. It's a new season. Today that we import everything, so most things are around all year long. You can't make the blessing. That's the idea of Shechionu, and that's why I would not make Shechionu even though you haven't drank milk in a month.
So who says the opinion that I said you're never happy about something, not a devil?
That's something else that we'll discuss in the class about Shechionu. But it has to be a reasonable doubt. That's a reasonable doubt. You can't say, I'm happy, it's a beautiful day today. I've been depressed all winter long. Finally, it's a summer day. I'm doubtful whether you can make Shechionu on that. Shechionu is on something that you're really, really happy. A new car, you're really happy. You've lived another year. You have reason to be happy. That's why we make Shechionu.
A watermelon,
whatever. It still signifies that you've lived another year. Any questions? If it's too detailed, then... What?
On a Brit Milah.
So they made a Shechionu by your Brit Milah. They made a Shechionu. You don't remember? They made. I was there.
We made a blessing, but...
They made a Shechionu.
Yeah.
You know, I remember it. As I was saying the word Shechiyonu, that's what was going on in my mind. I remember Dr. Fine making the Shechiyonu. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? It happens to be that there's a difference in custom about Shechiyonu. In Eretz Yisrael, the custom is to make Shechiyonu every child you give a brit to, and in Chutz La'aretz, the custom is only on your firstborn. You make a Shechiyonu. That's a difference in custom. Any questions still here? On the birth itself, so that let's leave for the class on Shechiyonu. In general, we make a Shechiyonu when a child is born. Yes, make Shechiyonu. After the placenta comes out and the wife came out of it healthily, so long as the mother and father are alive, we make a Shechiyonu. Because Shechiyonu is, he's sustained us. Yeah. Okay.